going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and Jamie. Hello, 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. Yeah, right here, KALC Radio. Also on the Odyssey app, you can get us. These warnings for today in weather, they seem like they might know something's going to happen today.
Again, I will give you my PSA for today, a public service announcement. Make sure you know where all Sonics are.
Yeah.
Every single Sonic, because that is your ticket when it starts hailing.
It could be hailing today. Mm-hmm. Tornadoes, all kinds of stuff in the forecast.
Yeah, they said there's
for the next couple of days. Yeah. So, did you see this story with Jelly Roll and how the Tennessee Board of Parole is, they're looking to grant him a full pardon?
Oh, really?
Did you know he was such a bad boy?
I did, because they found their dream home in Tennessee, at their absolute dream home, and it was on a golf course, and they wouldn't let him buy the house because he's a convict.
Mm. No kidding. Yeah. I didn't realize his rap sheet was so long.
Yeah.
I guess he got caught up in an armed robbery at 17. He got busted with drugs, crack cocaine, all kinds of stuff. And when he was 23 years old, let's see here, driving without a license twice, drug paraphernalia, just all kinds of stuff on his rap sheet. Well, they want to clear all this, or he wants it cleared, so that he can travel internationally to make more money.
Oh.
Because right now he can't go out of the country.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
It's all news to me. Yeah, so the rapper turned country singer wants to be able to travel outside the country to perform, and so he's
really
begging.
That is interesting. I had no idea that convicted felons couldn't travel abroad.
No,
I mean I knew sex offenders couldn't, but
no.
I didn't know. Wow,
I didn't know that either. I'm just saying, no, they can't. They can't.
Yeah,
he's got to stay within the country. A lot of times when you have probation. A lot of times you can't even leave the state, you know, but
because
I guess
that's why Travis Hunter, right? His dad just got approved.
Right. We mentioned that just a few minutes ago, that Travis Hunter's dad, who's on probation for a year. I don't know what his crime was. I think it had something to do with drugs, but he got a clearance yesterday that he can go attend the NFL draft so he can see his son be drafted into the NFL. Okay.
Wow, that's so weird. I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So Jelly Roll.
That makes sense. We haven't seen him abroad, right?
No.
He hasn't gone.
Exactly.
I have not seen Jelly Roll in Paris.
Nope, I have not either.
Not seen him play a show there. So he couldn't even go on vacation.
Yeah.
To to the Bahamas or anywhere. He couldn't do anything.
That's crazy.
But they're looking at, now, not everybody's, happy about this. There are a lot of people saying that, hey, just because you're a star now, you were a criminal. It's on your record. We shouldn't be clearing this just for you, just because you want to go make more money. What's on your record is your record.
Yeah, I mean, that's not fair. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I like Jelly Roll, and I like how he's turned his life around, but I mean, if you're going to do it for him, you got to do it for everybody.
Even in the article, it says the average person that's been convicted of a felony, you can't do this. You can't go and get it just cleared from your record so you can go travel and
it
make more money.
A little bit of favoritism, for
yeah,
sure.
Well, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
How about a lot?
What was that squeak?
A little bit? Well, I mean, he's got there's a lot on here. Yeah. It's not like it's one.
I have a family member who is she's a former felon, and she had a really hard time finding any work once she got out of prison.
It's your turn.
So you know somebody like this, right?
Yeah, someone in my family.
What's her name?
I don't want to disclose that.
Well, just anybody. I mean,
it's just someone in my family.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And what did you say again?
Yeah.
When they got out of prison, they had a really hard time finding any work for about 2 years.
Oh, job, right. Yeah.
Are you saying that you don't agree with Jelly Roll getting his record cleared, or you do agree with Jelly Roll getting it cleared?
I don't think he should be getting it cleared. No, I don't think he should get any extra treatment.
Hang on a second. Hang on. That banana looks good.
Thanks. I'm just going to have a snack while you two figure out.
All right, hang on. All right, so back to you, Spadil. Mm-hmm. What is it again?
I don't think Jelly Roll should be getting any extra treatment.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Favorable treatment.
I feel like that he's being, a lot of favoritism. Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Do you have another banana I could
put? I know, right? It's just like these two are driving me nuts.
All right, I want to play these Australian twins again. All right, so Spadil.
No, not again. We haven't even played this.
No, we played them yesterday.
But they were on whatever. They were Jimmy Kimmel. They were on Jimmy Kimmel. We haven't played this audio yet.
I know. I'm just saying that we played them yesterday. You heard the audio yesterday. They talk in unison. They are identical twins. They dress alike. These ladies are like 65 years old, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously identical for life. But they're. It's just like it's one person. It's two people, but they act like they're just one person. Now, Spadil, I've not heard this audio that you brought us. Is this identical to yesterday?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they're both talking over each other at the exact same time and everything. Kimmel's asking them questions. It's all off the cuff, and they still give the exact same answers at the same time.
A lot of times we see things that they say go viral, and I don't know if they're really. These ladies are viral. Okay, everybody's wanting to book these ladies. All right, here we go from Jimmy Kimmel last night.
That you had delighted the globe.
Well, when we heard from your show.
Hey, this seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No. This is us, and that's how we are. We know that we annoy a lot of people out there, but you know what? If they can't stand hearing us talk how we do, they can just simply turn off the TV.
Hey, I love it. I don't find it annoying at all.
Wow.
It's so bizarre.
It is bizarre. There's another clip, too, but I think you get it.
No, because he asked them if they knew that they went viral or whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Can you open each other's iPhones with your faces?
Guess what? We share our phones.
Of course you share a phone. Of course you do. When you go to a restaurant, does it confuse the waiter?
Yeah, when we go out shopping, we do confuse a lot of people. Like the policeman the other day. We freaked him out.
Have you ever been to the United States?
No, we haven't been to the United States. We haven't been out of Australia.
Oh, my gosh. We would love to have you here. Is there anything you'd like to see here in the United States?
Yes, we would love to see the American Pelican.
We got those.
The what?
American Pelican. They're like conservation people in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Threw me for a loop.
You know what's going to happen? I mean, mark my words. Kimmel is going to hire them. They're going to be on the street people.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Amazing.
It is so crazy.
Literally, it's two people. That's one.
The thing is, I feel like they're kind of creepy. They're too close. They share a phone. Like, you're weird.
It is weird. I don't think they can help it, though.
They can help sharing a phone.
Well, I'm just saying the whole weirdness of it all, dressing alike at age 65. I mean, come on. And talking to you, I don't think they can help it. I think their brains are just wired the same.
I think they can help, like, dressing the same. It might be kind of, like, bittish. You know what I mean? Like, kind of.
Dressing like it's on purpose. Yeah.
Like, that's a little shtickish to me. You know,
but they've been obviously doing this for 65 years,
right? But that's part of the
shtick. But I don't think it's a shtick. I think
when you dress alike, it is a shtick.
Because that's a choice.
I don't know. I don't know. I think the two of them, if you put them in separate rooms with the same wardrobes, but there were seven or eight choices, they would come out of those rooms wearing the same thing, not knowing the other person had that on.
I really agree.
do. I do. Hmm. I think that they are wired that way. Just in the way they talk tells me that.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just my opinion. I feel like it's a little shticky.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that I literally think they would come out with the same outfit on. It's, I don't know. It's just bizarre. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
To change. Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday with storms in the forecast today, tomorrow, and Friday. Don't forget, ladies, Jamie, you and facial aesthetics, man.
Yeah, here's the deal. We're going to have a big old party tomorrow night. It's Facial Aesthetics, our girls' night out. We're going to start doing these on a regular basis. So here's the deal. It's going to be tomorrow night, and you can register at alice1059.com for you and a guest. Again, that's alice1059.com. You go to the contest page right there, and you just click down and then register to go and join us. We're going to have food and drinks and all this stuff, and you'll get gift bags and giveaways, and it's just going to be a big facial aesthetics palooza.
And by the way, she won't mention it because it sounds like she's kind of bragging a bit, but when you go to that page to register,
right. Yes. Yeah.
There's a picture of Jamie White. That's her after a visit to facial aesthetics.
You know what's funny? I was actually thinking about that picture. I was like, seriously, they still want me to look like I'm 20? Not facial aesthetics. I mean, whoever put that up, they're like, let's go with the picture when she was 20.
No, that's just that picture. Jamie's just saying that. That picture's from last week, folks.
No, it's not. And I'm just like, I mean, do I look so bad now? They had to go back to when I was 20.
Have you noticed with you and I, and we've been doing this show now for what, 13, 14 years together,
time,
okay?
Yeah.
Have you noticed in the last 5 years they've not asked us to take new photos?
I know.
Guys, we're good with the old ones. We're going to stick with that.
Yeah,
I think they feel like that we're not photogenic anymore.
We haven't aged well, I don't think, is what they're saying.
Go look at Jamie's picture.
Yeah.
Again, that's right after facial aesthetics.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
That's the after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
I guess our traffic guy said Arvada.
Oh, no.
Arvada.
People are really, really
I know it's a long distance call. Can you call the traffic guy? Tell me to start Arvada.
Yeah.
It's Arvada.
People are really mad about this. They're on fire about it.
So he's not lived here long.
He's new.
He's okay. Brand new. He's he just new. Moved here from Missouri.
He just got to Broomfield.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you look into that, please?
Arvada.
Yeah, Arvada.
I'll let
All right, Arvada. Yeah. All right. All right. Got some bad news here. Spadell, you may not like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
NFL draft is tomorrow. Now, we spoke about this earlier with Travis Hunter because his dad now is being released from his probation.
Right.
House arrest.
For one day.
He gets to go up to the draft until his son gets drafted. Then he's got to go back and put the ankle monitor on. But that's just the way it goes. But that's good news that he gets to be there for his son. The other is Shedeur Sanders. Now, we're very excited about the draft here in Colorado because you've got two good players here that are probably going to go top 10.
Yep,
okay?
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. So you got a Heisman winner.
Hunter
Travis.
Might go first, right?
Shedeur, yeah. Well, Spadil said that he thought Shedeur would go first.
No.
Yeah, I think
he might not even
no
be top
way.
10.
Well, that's what they're saying now, but I thought he would be top 3, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that he would go to the Giants, and then I thought Travis would go to the Cleveland Browns.
Well, Shedeur's stock is falling this morning, so he might not even go top 10, okay?
Yeah.
The stock is really starting to fall. An NFL assistant coach has just released this statement about Shedeur. Quote, "The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He's never played on time." Yeah, just his rhythm. "He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's just not that good." Unquote.
The night before the draft. Wait, is tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
The night before... I don't know. This seems really mean and really low.
It does seem
mean. And it's anonymous. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
like,
that's
say
a
your name.
Weird. Yeah.
Say your name.
If you're a coach, why are you doing this the day before? Come on. Give the kid a break. Nobody knows how somebody's going to perform in the NFL. Nobody knows. Everybody thought Tim Tebow would be the best.
He was the best.
He wasn't the
best. Yes, he is.
He was horrible.
I love
horrible.
Him. Tim Tebow's the man. No, he did not. Everybody's why was everybody doing the Tebow thing?
Look,
huh? Even Lady Gaga got down. She's like, I
some of
Tim
the
Tebow.
Best games I've ever seen, Tim Tebow was a quarterback.
That's right.
Tim Tebow was a bust.
No, he was
time.
Not. No,
big
it
time.
Was the coaching.
Greatest college football player to ever play quarterback.
That is true.
All right? NFL,
horrible.
In the toilet.
So bad.
Horrible, right,
Spadil? Here's what they're saying horrible. About the Shedeur situation. First of all, it's anonymous, which makes that guy a coward, right? And it says, here's what Shedeur had said before. He goes, "It's really weird. People treat me like I did something wrong. It's not like I've gotten into any off-the-field trouble with the law or anything like that. And it's just kind of weird to me." And then somebody else said, "You know what's weird is grown men attacking him for no reason at all."
I agree.
You know?
I agree. I think that if you're a coach, I mean, you've had weeks to come out with this, okay? And even if you feel this way, well, why do it to the kid before the night before the draft?
Exactly.
If you're an assistant coach, well, then obviously your team is not going to draft him because this is the way you feel. Well, you can't make that point for other teams. Other teams might love the guy.
It could just be like fake news, though, where they're trying to get him to fall down to them. Right. So it's like the Saints are rumored to want to draft him at number 9. So they could be putting this statement out to try to get him to fall from 3 to 9.
Well, some of the stuff I'm reading is that he's the next Mahomes, which I'm not sure about that. They also said that they're trying to make Shedeur Sanders the new face of the NFL because he's so marketable. So
I mean, he does have a lot of deals. His deal with Nike is huge.
He also has one with Gatorade.
Yeah.
The only way you're marketable in the NFL is to get results. That's who's marketed in the NFL.
Your players, or if you look like Tim Tebow.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't get marketed in the NFL unless you get results. That's the way it works. That's why you've got, you know, the Travis Kelce's and Mahomes. I mean, they get results. They got world championships. I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to get him to drop or not, but this is just bad news. Because you're looking at big bucks here if you're drafted in the first round.
Somebody said, this isn't the first time we've heard about quarterbacks being cocky in a room. It's no new news.
Yeah.
Somebody said that one.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so, and that's from an NFL expert.
You have to have an attitude.
An NFL expert said that.
Anonymous again?
Yeah. No, he actually has his name. His name is NFL draft expert Daniel Jeremiah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Put your name on it.
Yeah.
You're going to say something.
Exactly. Right. Stand behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. All right, big NFL draft tomorrow night. Yeah, I think Shador will go top five. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I think there's a good shot.
Yeah, I think he will.
There's too many teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody, so sure.
And Travis is going to go number one, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. They're saying that it's going to be this Cam Ward guy who is another quarterback. He's out of Florida, though.
All right, we'll see. Tomorrow night, NFL draft.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Watch out for storms today. Storms in the east. East of I-25. Could happen anywhere, I guess. I mean, it storms.
So it's official. My phone is listening. It's absolutely official. Remember I told you I kept getting those flip-flop ads for different flip-flops? Well, remember I was talking about my shoe wall yesterday, right? Yeah. So it was listening. Well, today we're talking about a tornado because Weld County has... Isn't it in the country? Most tornadoes in the country? Weld County?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Oh, you mean the county with the most. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, and so I was saying like Weld County might get that's predicted to get a tornado today. And now.
What are you getting?
Videos of people getting hit by tornadoes.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my God. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Phones are listening. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
This has never been in my feed before.
Yeah.
Tornadoes.
I can mention anything. Grills. And I'll start getting grilled.
Although we keep talking about that commercial with you saying boobies all the time. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of boobies on my feed.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I have. Lots. Now I went searching for them, but I saw. They're on my phone.
Okay.
Avalanche tonight, game three. That's a big deal down at Ball Arena. Did you see the plans that were released for Ball Arena area, that whole complex down there?
I did not.
They have a set of plans for the city to revitalize that area. It's unbelievable. The shopping, the restaurants, they need it down there.
They do.
That area right there needs it.
Yeah.
But it's like we talked about last week. They keep talking about moving Elitch's, but we've heard about it for 10 years.
Well, I think this one gets rid of Elitch. Okay. I think it does, because when I saw the plans yesterday as he unveiled these things, it takes up all... That area and much, much more.
It's massive. Tons. They got a hotel and they've got two apartment buildings right there. It's crazy.
Elitch's would be great over by the Gaylord.
I agree.
That would be a good little
city. Never thought of that.
That'd be a
great location.
I'm a community planner.
It's like you are. You are.
City planner.
You'd be a great
development.
You should run for office.
I should.
Yeah.
I actually want to run for Congress because those people get rich.
They do.
Yeah.
I forgot the name. I'll have to look it up. But I've been following that guy that follows Congress people that what they buy on the stock market. Yeah. You guys, it's so shady. Listen to this. So there's I don't know who she is. She's some big deal out of Florida. She's like a congresswoman or whatever. And she just bought a ton of online betting stock because they're going to legalize it there. And she's part of the people that vote yes for
Brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
She's got insider information.
Brilliant. Right
there. Yeah.
And the app you're talking about is called Autopilot.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Autopilot.
Yeah, brilliant. That's brilliant. I think I'll buy now.
He follows all these people. All right. There's another guy who's in charge of oil or whatever in Congress. I don't know who he is. But anyway, he just bought a bunch of oil stock. So now everybody's buying.
Perfect. Perfect. Go, go, go.
Yeah, right?
You know, Jamie, I love you and everything.
Yeah.
You're no Lord Boebert.
No, I'm not.
And I'll be honest with you,
but
too.
But back in the day, I had a water bra, and I could have been her.
listen, don't take this the wrong way, but if I lived in your district, I don't think I'd vote for you.
You would? Why not?
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
But Lord Boebert, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.